George Clooney, Kamala Harris replacing Joe Biden a mistake. By Paul Bois on November 3, 2025. Actor George Clooney now admits Democrats made a mistake by replacing President Joe Biden with Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. Clooney told CBS Sunday morning he has no regrets about pushing Biden to drop out of the race but ultimately felt Democrats should have made an effort to test potential candidates. We had a chance. I wanted there to be, as I wrote in the op-ed, a primary. Let's battle test this quickly and get it up and going. I think the mistake with it being Kamala is she had to run against her own record. It's very hard to do if the point of running is to say, I'm not that person. It's hard to do, and so she was given a very tough task. I think it was a mistake, quite honestly, he said. But we are where we are. We were gonna lose more House seats, they say. So I don't know. To not do it would be to say, I'm not gonna tell the truth, he added. The actor engendered severe backlash after Trump defeated Kamala Harris in the election, with Democrats squarely placing the blame on him for encouraging former President Joe Biden to drop from the race. Reports later indicated that the actor felt he was being used as a scapegoat. Speaking with Jake Tapper of CNN in the aftermath, the actor defended his decision once again. Well, I don't know if it was brave, Clooney told Tapper. It was a civic duty. Clooney admitted in his op-ed that he noticed signs of Biden's cognitive decline prior to his debate with President Trump, when the two met for a fundraiser with former President Barack Obama. For some reason, he did not call for Biden to step down until after he bombed on live television in his first debate with Trump. Clooney told Tapper he wrote the op-ed to finally tell the truth. When I saw people on my side of the street, not telling the truth, I thought that was time, he said. Clooney also admitted some people are still mad at him for writing the op-ed, considering Vice President Kamala Harris not only lost the Electoral College but also the popular vote to Trump. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.